At this time of the month, what we do is we check in with our good friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. A lot of great topics. They got a great group of people that work there. And Lorelei Diavolio is with us today for a Paws and Claws segment. Lorelei is with us from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Lorelei, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you back on the program. And this month, we're going to talk about dental disease in rabbits and rodents.
Yes. It's a really big topic, and thank you so much for having me to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so fill us in when it comes to rabbits and rodents, tell me about what the disease is, and should we be concerned?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different kinds of disease that these animals get. What we're mostly talking about are diseases of rabbits, guinea pigs, and chinchillas who have teeth that are constantly growing. And people who own these animals often don't even know that. Kind of like fingernails, their teeth are constantly growing. And the only way that these teeth, you know, stay in shape and at the right angles that they're, you know, anatomically supposed to be is if they eat enough roughage, which basically comes in the form of dried hay, grass hay. So what happens, unfortunately, with a lot of these animals, if they're not getting enough hay in their diet, their teeth will overgrow. So we see a myriad of complications from teeth that are literally growing over the tongues in guinea pigs so that they can't eat. We call that syndrome tongue entrapment. So they can't swallow. Imagine if your tongue was trapped by your teeth. And these teeth grow up into the sinuses, the tooth roots overgrow in chinchillas, and we call that syndrome tooth root elongation. And sometimes it's just their incisors that start to grow out of their mouth like elephant tusks, and it makes it really painful for them and hard to eat. So, you know, the way we manage that is changing their husbandry at home, hopefully getting them on a better diet filled with much more hay, and then also addressing the problem, which is through actually doing dentistry like a horse, where you're filing these teeth down under anesthesia.
Ooh, okay, all right. So now, for the most part, we're talking about, again, if you have these animals yourself, and now in the wild, I imagine it's easier. They're more in a natural environment, so they take care of their teeth that way. Is there just more of an opportunity to have stuff down, but maybe at home they don't get as much roughage?
Yeah. Well, that is the exact point. You know, in nature, these animals are eating tree bark and roots and shoots and very coarse, dry, abrasive foods, and that's what keeps their teeth in shape. And then in captivity, what most people, a lot of people, they go to the pet stores, and there's all kinds of treat foods and pellets and foods that are soft that their rabbits like because they're delicious and they're easy to eat, but they are not really good for their teeth.
Okay.
So I can't say enough that these guys should be eating hay. Now, just to confuse things a little bit for everybody, rodents, such as guinea pigs and chinchillas, they are rodents, are different from rats and hamsters and gerbils. Their teeth are very different. So rats, hamsters, and gerbils, they don't need hay the same way that that the other guys do because their teeth don't grow constantly, only their incisors. So they're a little bit different, more complicated.
Mm. Wow. Imagine if we had to have our teeth filed down from time to time. That would be, although I wish our teeth sometimes did grow. Maybe that would be good if we ended up losing
right.
some teeth.
Exactly. We wouldn't have to have dentures at some point.
Yeah. I just wait for my tooth to keep growing. But okay, so we've got the rabbits and, you know, I guess there's, you know, sometimes we want to prevent them. And maybe that's why I guess sometimes they're chewing on other things they're not supposed to. Maybe they're just trying to help their teeth. They don't mean to destroy furniture and that kind of stuff, right? They're just trying to do what they have to do. It's an instinct.
Totally. It's part of their natural behavior. Like I said, they're going to go and chew on the trunk of a tree. So if they don't have that and they're in your house, they might just say, hey, that armoire looks delicious.
Yeah.
And start chewing instead in an effort to do what's natural for them, which is to chew. So, you know, we do talk a lot about bunny-proofing your homes and making sure that these guys don't have access to chewing on things that might be harmful for them and difficult to replace in your home.
Now, okay, so now you've got them and you've changed the diet a little bit to make sure at least that they're having the stuff in there that they need to. But is there a time and how would you know when it's time to go in? Because I imagine, you know, we don't file the teeth down ourselves, right? Do we bring it to someone like you?
Yeah, so, you know, people will start seeing signs or symptoms at home. Sometimes it's drooling. Sometimes they hear them grinding their teeth. Sometimes it's actually the most common sign, which is they stop eating or slow down in eating, which is really a life-threatening emergency for these animals. They cannot go more than just a couple of hours without eating, or it can become really hard on their gut. So anytime you see a rabbit that has, or a guinea pig or a chinchilla that has, you know, any signs of not eating well or maybe not pooping as much, or you see swelling around the face because, unfortunately, there can also be abscessation and things that grow even behind the eyes that can push the eyes out. So sometimes like a bulging eyeball, as awful as it sounds, can be a sign of dental disease. So those kinds of things you want to definitely bring to an exotic veterinarian right away.
Mm, okay, yeah, because I imagine, you know, again, if it doesn't get taken care of, is that where the disease sets in?
Yeah. So the hard part about the dental disease is, you know, an overgrown tooth itself isn't going to be the cause of death for an animal. But when they can't eat, obviously that over even a short period of time can be really life-threatening, like I said. So, you know, we do need to correct it. And unfortunately, sometimes once that disease sets in and there's damage, it can be what we call a chronic issue where they need to come in a couple of times a year to have their teeth filed down. And that can range from every 2 months to every 6 months, depending on, you know, the individual patient.
Wow. All right. So important things to keep in mind. And of course, it's best to know, as you said, what type of animal and the type of care that they need. And that's important, you know, when you get these kind of animals and fun to have as pets, is to do a little bit of the research to know, because as you said, there are different types where one may have teeth that grow all the time and the other ones might not.
Oh my gosh, it's so important. I can't encourage people enough to just bring your pets in for a wellness checkup before any of these things happen. Let us teach you what the best way to feed and care for your exotic animal is. I mean, honestly, like, reptiles also get dental disease. Their teeth are a whole different world, and ferrets have dental disease, much more like a dog and a cat. So these animals do need care for their teeth and oral hygiene. I guess the only exception there would be birds because, you know, they don't have teeth.
Hmm. I guess, they're okay. They don't have to visit the dentist, I guess.
It's your dentist, so.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, Lorelei, thank you so much as always. And again, I guess the thing to leave with people would be to get, as you said, kind of an assessment and to know exactly, you know, what specific type of care your pet needs.
Yeah, we try to encourage people at minimum when you first adopt, rescue, or purchase an exotic animal to visit your vet. Yeah, there is a lot of information online, but as we all know, some of it's good, some of it's not so good. So go to an exotic veterinarian, get the right information you need to set your pet up for the best quality of life you can give it. And then, of course, like any other animal or human, we do recommend annual visits just to help us keep track of what's happening with the patient, make sure the animals are doing well throughout their lives. And that's how we often detect a lot of these things like dental disease that people don't see at home, you know, what's going on inside the body.
Now I'm just picturing a little rabbit with a little bib on at the dentist, but they don't. So they normally just get, I imagine when you said the filing, they get anesthesia for that?
Yeah, so they're under general anesthesia, and it's actually pretty cool. We have very special devices that hold their mouths open because they have really small, narrow oral cavities. So we've got these special restraint devices that look kind of like old-fashioned torture devices. So we have some really cool images. If you guys want to look at our Facebook page or Instagram, we are often putting pictures up of some of this work that we do here at Cape Cod Vet Specialists on our exotics. So you can always see some cute things there that show what we're doing. It's not actual, I promise.
No. I mean, as you said, it looks like something that you might not want, but they're again under general anesthesia.
Oh yeah,
and obviously, you know. preventing disease. So Cape Cod vet specialist, exotic animals, check it out. And we once a month get to chat with the great team at Cape Cod Vet Specialists, and you can check them out on social media for a lot more information. Lorelei Diavolio has been with us this morning, and Lorelei, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you. Take care, Lorelei.